Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Matt Stein. Matt is the executive director at Union Gospel Mission. Hey there, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the time today.
Yeah. So I was looking back at my calendar. I had you on, it was almost 2 years ago, and you were brand new to the job of executive director at Union Gospel Mission. What has changed in the time that you've been there? What have you seen?
Oh, my goodness. Quite the learning experience. It has come up to speed with the general situation in our community, the greater Portland area, of where addiction and recovery management is at, where the homeless services are at, broadly in the community, and then certainly learning our team in that journey and where Union Gospel Mission intersects with all of that. Couldn't be more grateful to watch amazing, not only staff, but volunteers get out there in so many different ways to meet, to befriend, to connect with people, and help them take their next step in the journey of a better life, a better change for them. So really encouraged to watch that work happen. It is a tough area. You'll certainly see people hurting and suffering and wanting to see that change for everyone. It doesn't always come quickly, but it's deep and it's lasting when it comes, and we're thankful for that.
Maybe we should let everybody know exactly what Union Gospel Mission is.
Yeah, you know, Union Gospel Mission was started almost 100 years ago, and 2027 will be 100 years old. Wow. And it comes from 40 churches that, to begin with, came together and said they wanted to help people who had lost themselves in alcoholism down in the Old Town section of Portland. And for 100 years, we've been working to help people that have found themselves stuck in a variety of ways. It could be homelessness, could be addiction, abuse, hunger, things like that. Help them take that next step into a journey where they see real life change. We're a Christian organization, and we put our faith at the center, and we're also so thankful to see so many great people around the Portland area that partner in to make this impact possible.
Yeah, you guys really do some amazing work.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud to watch the team and, again, the volunteers. And even now we're getting the chance to expand that impact into some new areas, including the west side of Portland, in a bigger way now.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because just a few weeks ago, you celebrated the opening of Angela's House. Tell us about Angela's House.
Yeah. Yeah, Angela's House. Couldn't be more grateful to watch that building open. Was the dominant thing as I was coming on as the executive director that we were aiming to really move forward and get open. It is a 53,000 square feet facility that's out at 185th and Rock Creek. It's a place that has 52 resident rooms for women and their children, and it's equipped with so much. It has a children's resource center, a learning resource center for the moms. It's got counseling. It's got a chapel. It's got one thing that's amazing, Gary, is it's got gallery seating, kind of like the Portland airport, those big stepped seats that you can, you know, sit down in. And across from that in our dining hall is a massive screen for watching movies. So it's movie night at Angela's house quite frequently with our kids and our moms. This is a place where that kids can come and moms can come, individual single women, of course, too, and receive holistic support and recovery. And also we're adding for the first time transitional housing to the mix. We're getting the chance to help people that might have a job, maybe addiction isn't their battle, but we are getting them in, able to recover economically, or maybe they're dealing with trauma, and move forward in life. So both recovery and transitional housing exist at Angela's house.
Can you tell me about the namesake of Angela's house?
Yeah. We had a longtime partner of the ministry who began by volunteering at our front desk. Her name's Angela. And pretty soon here, we noticed that little things around the mission downtown were starting to change. We would have chairs replaced and then some phones replaced, and pizza would show up for the staff on the regular. And what we realized over time, Angela kind of came forward and said, look, I really want to help you accomplish your mission. I want to see the impact for men, women, and children. I want to support you guys. I want to be with you. And so when we were able to bring this project, and this was about 2018 when the first concepts and initial planning for Angela's house came together, she said, I will be part of that because I'm so tired of watching ladies on the street. And certainly when we would see the families at our front door, I want to help them. I want to make sure this becomes a reality. So she helped us significantly, both in time and support, to get this building open.
So Angela's kind of living up to her name, that it contains the word angel in it.
Yeah, yes, right. An angel that we needed, a miracle that we needed. Yes, exactly.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Matt Stein, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission. Matt, what needs do you see in our community for single women and women with children?
Sure. You know, something that the general public may not know is there actually are not that many resources, especially holistically, for women and kids together. And not only a place that they can receive housing and food, which is wonderful, but also that additional counseling and education and job training. Nationally, there's less than 4% of our rehab centers that offer beds for their clients with their children. So oftentimes a mom has to be separated from her children to go into and find recovery. And we really wanted to change that. We want to give a place that feels like a sanctuary, feels peaceful, a place you can bring in your kids. We have the ability with our rooms to open up doors in between and allow for even fairly large families to be coming in our building, Angela's house, and get that chance to have the better part of a year and a half of recovery or transitional housing that will let them launch again. And so many people may not know that that's a need out there, but it's a significant need nationally.
What's it like? What does it mean for these women to have such a sense of community, especially women and children, community with other women who are maybe going through the same struggles they are?
Yeah, it's vital. It's so key to their journey of really starting to think forward again, because most ladies coming in the door are in survival mode. And the other thing, if they're battling addiction, it's also probably a lot of isolation. The other side, too, is we have about 80% of our women come from domestic violence situations. So all of those things have the effect of really isolating and, curbing the resources that are out there and people that do want to help. And so when they come in the door, there's a couple things. Just Angela's house building wise, we've seen it already. People go, wow, this is for me. And it is. It's meant to be better than they ever thought that they would receive or deserve, even though we want them to know how incredibly valuable they are. So I think just the physical presence of the facility communicates that. But even better and even more important is the community of women. As they start to trust, they start to be able to talk, they start to share their stories with each other, And what I love, Gary, is the moments where they start to say, hey, I know you're having a bad day. I know you're struggling today. I know you're maybe angry, whatever it might be for that day. Take another step. Hold on. You can do this. That sense of community, time and time again, for our women and also for our men downtown, they both said it's what they had to have in order to reset and to start to think about their future. They needed people to be right alongside them, and they need people that have experienced the same thing. And that's what these communities provide.
Yeah, I would imagine that's really important to have somebody who can relate to you and that you can relate to.
Yeah, that kind of peer-to-peer support, vital. And then what happens in time in our communities is that we raise up leaders that help to oversee the community in general. Because just a reminder, on weekends and evenings, oftentimes it's mainly the residents together. It's not a lot of staff sitting there. And so that leadership that comes from within the community, and then our alumni, our frequent visitors, and coming for meals and coming to say hi or maybe a chapel, things like that. And they remind them that this change is possible because their lives are a testimony to that.
Yeah. How many women and children did you say can be at Angela's House?
Yeah, it can fit 80 women and children with 52 resident rooms.
That's great. Wow. So why did you decide now is the time to open Angela's House?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple stats that people should know out there that are really important to know the need. One is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, found that between 2023 and 2024, family homelessness increased nationwide by 39%.
Wow.
1 year, and it was the most of any demographic. And then the other thing, and we pray and we hope and we work, we all are working in the community in the greater Portland area. Oregon leads the nation in unsheltered homelessness for families, and we want to see that change. We want to see that come around the corner. So I joined, as you said, I joined just about 2 years ago, actually this month, and I'm so thankful that the former executive director, Bill Russell, had already had it on his mind and heart in 2018 to say, we cannot be turning away ladies that are looking for help. We can't be turning away families looking for help. And that only proved to be more and more true as time has gone. So we want to play an integral role for that. The time is now. You can see it in the statistics, and we want to help in that, in the impact.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Matt Stein, Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission. Matt, tell us more about the Life Change Recovery Program. What does that provide for women and their children?
Sure. And maybe if it's okay, I'll start from the front where they begin. The first thing is just intake and the connection that we make in the community. We have ladies coming to us from referrals from friends, family, churches, other organizations, a variety of services, including our alumni that refer us and let people know that Life Change is a great place for them. So they come in the door. The first thing they do, they enter a new life phase, which I would characterize as short-term transitional housing, 30 to 60 days, where you let the dust settle. We get you a lot of great resources. We get you some help thinking through case management, whether it's going to be with us or moving somewhere else. We want you to help think about that next step in a safe place, in a place that you know you're supported. When you come to the end of that, you have a choice to continue on with us. And if that was the case, it would be in the recovery program. So that's life change recovery. And when you step into that, again, it's going to provide emotional, spiritual, physical healing along the way. You've got staff, you've got counselors. We have mentors from the community that come in and meet with our ladies on the regular basis and develop a great relationship. They get job training. They get counseling. Like I said, people are working on GEDs and a variety of certifications. And then they have the chance to begin to head towards our aftercare program. So when they get to the end of life change and the recovery program, they graduate and then we stay with them an additional 2 years. They could live in on the property at Angela's house another year. And then we have facilities and houses in the West Portland community where they can go as the next step past that, as they're working, as they're starting to support themselves again in such a way that's very affordable and that they can move forward and not be stressed by all the, you know, life coming back at them again and all the strains that come with normal everyday life.
Yeah. Angela's house has only been open for a little while, but what kind of changes are you seeing so far?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing we are seeing is our community has come together and are getting that vision for the new ladies that are going to come in the program. They're getting excited about it. They're welcoming them in. We took a period before the transition from our old facility, which fit 30 women and children, to this one where we didn't bring in new ladies for a time just to make the transition, make the move, get everyone settled. And in the last week, we are opening up and bringing new ladies in. So the changes that I'm seeing is one, they do love the place. It's just a beautiful place. Our volunteers, the broader community of volunteers, have known about this and have really rallied. And they're just chomping at the bit to get to do more and more with the new ladies coming in. And so as the new ladies are there and walking in the door, we have a variety of community and volunteers alongside our staff helping. So that's the first thing is just, I think the bar has gone up and the excitement for the future has arrived.
Yeah. What are the looks on these ladies' faces? What does that tell you?
It's awesome. It'll get you. Let me see this. And by the way, you're always invited, Gary, if you ever want to come out and see. Yeah. But you watch the smile again, when someone comes in the door, life's typically been hard and it's not uncommon. They're running from something, a lot of domestic violence, like I said. And when they see that, they don't have to worry. Even one of the symbolic things for this is in this building, in the very center, our architects designed a beautiful trauma-informed design where we have a courtyard right in the middle. And what that symbolizes is that not only the ladies, but their kids could be out there, laugh and play, and they're completely secure. And I just love the smile that begins to emerge within the first days and weeks. As the lady kind of goes, wow, this is real. This is for me. They have their own room and they're safe. So I just love watching the transformation that begins. And it takes time. It's not always fast. Okay. It takes time to trust because a lot of life has been hard. But as that turns, it's infectious. And that's been my favorite part of the first 2 years is watching women and men start to turn a corner like that.
Yeah, awesome. Union Gospel Mission is also going to be offering some transitional housing. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We wanted to broaden the impact and the horizon for what we could serve. We've done a lot in recovery over the years, and this would be a chance where, again, your battle may not be addiction, but it may be economic insecurity. It could be homelessness. It could be a variety of things. There's a portion of people out there that are working and yet still living in their cars. And so we want to make sure that if someone's working and they want to come in the door to have resources to get some education and some things of that nature, some program, but if they don't need heavy addiction recovery intensive courses, They can work during the day. They have some programming at night. Their kids are in great schools right in the district there. That would be the Westview High School District. And they are, you know, moving forward. They pay some program fees, but what we do is we turn around and we save that for first and last month's deposit when they finish with us. So that can go to 6 months and up to a year with us. And we look to begin the transitional housing segment, our track for that, coming in March. So it's not quite open yet, but we will be coming in the new year.
Okay. So Matt, if someone's looking for help, how do they find out about you guys and where's the best place to look?
Yeah, absolutely. The easy one to go, always go to our website, ugmportland.org, and you can find, you know, I need help, I need resources. You fill a form out there and we'll be in touch with you. Or you can call our phone number at 503-802-2271, phone or website, and we'll get you help.
I would imagine there might be a friend or family member who's wanting to help out a woman and her children. They can refer them to you guys too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Using that contact info, that would do it. And that's what we want people to understand is just about everyone I know has someone in their life at some place in their network that may need some help and may be stuck. And I will tell you that homelessness and addiction takes a lot of different forms. It's not just one size fits all. And so if someone's really stuck in that, I have a barber that has a stepdaughter that could use some real help right now. Hasn't taken that step yet, but we want them to know there's an incredible place waiting for them in the moment that they're ready to take the step. So if someone out there is listening to this and they think of someone, get in touch with us. We'd love to bring them in.
Great. Matt, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges these women face?
You know, yeah, life coming in and the stories I've heard, and some of them are very traumatic. I think a few things specifically, being a woman coming in the door, if it's been a domestic violence situation, again, there's been a lot of isolation. And when they decide to make the step to break free of that, which is very difficult, it often comes at the cost of many relationships and many resources they've had. So I think it's an extra level when you've got DV involved. I would also say anyone who's been living on the street is always vulnerable to attack and sexual predation along the way. A lot of times for women and kids, it's a hidden homelessness, Gary. It's cars, it may be even couch surfing, but nothing stable and everything's tenuous. And that's why you won't see it as much downtown, though there's certainly a population downtown battling homelessness too.
Okay. Well, the new house is located in Washington County. Why did you choose out there, and what's the response been from the community?
Yeah. You know, the original selection, again, my predecessor was involved in searching for it. It could have ended up being anywhere. We had a wonderful church connection where church was kind of winding down and understood demographically that it was, you know, going to be closing its doors. And they said, hey, we'd love to leave a long-term legacy. Would you guys consider purchasing our property at a great price? And so it was really location. It was the specific deal that we were able to get there, and it's turned out to be amazing. Washington County, both government and then neighborhood, Rock Creek neighborhood and Hillsborough, Beaverton neighborhoods there have come out in spades. We've done interest meetings. We've had 90 people, 100 people show up at those. A lot of people have said, especially as they get to see the house, they take a tour. They said, I want to be involved. I want to volunteer. So we couldn't be more thankful. We did not have to face a battle coming into this place. Instead, we've had a lot of support from the community.
Angela's house just opened, but do you have plans for expansion? Maybe it's a little too early to talk about that.
Yeah. You know, great question. You know, our thought and what we're starting to plan on and even pray on is, right now, we feel like our women and children are in a great place, including that aftercare segment where we have houses and resources for when they're done and taking steps into the community. It's really our men, Gary, that we're starting to think about. We're down at Third and Burnside. We have wonderful homeless services here, doing a lot of great work, but we also have our men's recovery here. And one of the tricky things about being in recovery at Third and Burnside is if you walk out the door, it doesn't take much to fall back or to relapse. And so we're trying to really think through what it would mean for our recovery. UGM will always be downtown, will always be here on 3rd and Burnside. Potentially our men one day would go to a setting that's more conducive for recovery.
What's coming up for Union Gospel Mission over the next few months?
This is a really exciting season. This is a season where both our recovery communities get to do a lot focused on families and celebrating holidays at Thanksgiving and Christmas that often they've missed getting to do in the past. And one of the things we work at is we work hard to restore family relationships. And so you'll see men, you'll see women whose kids aren't with them currently, able to come and visit and have some great times. We have gifts for the kids for the men's front when they come to visit for Christmas. Then we also do a lot with our homeless guests. Our Thanksgiving meal, we really pull out all the stops, do a really wonderful, robust meal at both Thanksgiving and Christmas. We also do stuff out on our search and rescue outreach teams to bless people and let them know they're loved, they're cared for, and hopefully give a little bit of hope for them to say, hey, what would my next step be? And so we really embrace the holiday season and try to make everyone feel special that we come in contact with.
How can listeners listening right now, how can they help out Union Gospel Mission?
Yeah, I would say a few things that would really stand out. One, we always appreciate as people come and engage with us. In fact, we would encourage that as the highest thing. Come and volunteer to get to know someone. So you can do that at our website, ugmportland.org, and you can volunteer from there. We also, with the opening Evangelist House, of course, we're incurring a new level of cost. We've got the building taken care of, but now it's the operations of the building. And so if people would like to support us, we have a welcome home campaign that we're running right now. And that's ugmportland.org/welcome-home. And so they could support us in that. The other thing I would just say is be sure to engage and tell others. Again, if you know someone or you know someone who knows someone that needs some help, spread the word for us. Let them know that we're out there and we can handle recovery and transitional housing for ladies as this building's open. We've got some space.
How important are volunteers to Union Gospel Mission?
Critical. We couldn't do what we're doing without it. We have over 1,000 volunteers a year that volunteer with us in one capacity or another. We have some long-term volunteers, we call them high-impact volunteers, that do things like that ongoing mentoring, teach classes, even volunteer to cook in the kitchen, work at our donation center. We have a thrift store in Tigard that they come and volunteer at. We couldn't operate fully staffed without these volunteers. It really takes that to make the whole thing go.
Matt, you guys in Union Gospel Mission, you're always doing such great work. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Gary. I really appreciate the time and chance to share here.
Yeah. We've been talking today with Matt Stein, Executive Director at Union Gospel Mission. Thanks again, Matt.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.